You mentioned the challenge of using adjuvant chemo after thoracic surgery. What about the issue of preoperative chemotherapy? Do you think there's a future for that?
I do, and I think that that's a very interesting trial that Balani et al. From Pittsburgh are going to be leading, which is a trial which is going to compare three cycles of platinum docetaxel up front versus three cycles of platinum docetaxel out back after surgery for resectable patients. I think the reason that's such an important trial is what we don't know right now is we don't know what fraction of patients who go to the OR actually get adjuvant chemotherapy. You know, we have anecdotal reports of, I think I'm seeing, you know, where docs will tell you, oh, yes, I see every patient who's operated on. Well, you probably don't see every patient that's operated on. There's plenty of patients who dwindle after surgery and the surgeon never sends them to you. Unlike breast cancer, where I really do believe the oncologist is seeing virtually every woman who gets operated on for breast cancer, I'm certain I'm not seeing every person who's operated on for lung cancer. So I think the Balani trial will tell us a lot about whether or not there are more people who get bimodality therapy by giving it up front or more people who get bimodality therapy for giving it out back. And I think that's what we have to recognize is important, is that you need to do both. You need both local control with surgery as well as distant metastatic control with chemotherapy. You need both of those to be successful.
Are there any clinical situations where you'd consider pre-op chemotherapy in a non-protocol setting?
Yes, in stage N2 disease. So in N2 patients, I would believe that preoperative therapy, either with chemo or chemo radiation, and I tend to prefer chemo radiation, I think clearly is indicated. I think Pancoast tumors, induction therapy with chemo radiotherapy, regardless of the node status. But if they're Pancoast tumors, I would say it's currently standard of care to give chemo radiotherapy first, followed by surgery. Pancoast tumors are pretty darn rare. I have almost exclusively lung cancer practice, and I think I might see one or two a year.
Interesting.